Hi, I'm Jackie, back with you again to present another article. This one I have named Tending a Fire. I have been heating my house with a wood-burning stove for 23 years. At first, my husband kept the fire burning, but since his death, the role has fallen to me. Never did I ever dream I would learn so much by tending a fire. When I forget to bring the wood in the night before, the rain comes, the fire and I fight. One morning, I had to restart the fire three times before it stayed lit after a rainy night. Since water symbolizes the emotions to me, and the fire represents the heart, that script warned me to dry my tears if I wanted to hear the heart. Yes, water helps to grow the trees, but when it comes time for the fire to burn, the wood needs to be ready to receive the fire. Another important lesson I have gleaned from tending my fire is that stacking the right size wood, as well as the right amount of wood, increases the speed of the fire starting. When I look at the symbolism around that, I'm reminded that for my heart to have the brightest fire of love, I need to be open to the different sizes and amounts of heart offerings coming my way. When I fail to be aware of the size and amount of love I am offered and try to go it alone, I am much like a single stick of wood trying to ignite. And yes, there is worth in independence, but not if I intend for the fire to have endurance. Thus, the fire has taught yet another lesson about the value of joining. While throwing one piece of wood into the stove may keep the fire going a while, fire will not have endurance. And last but not least, I have learned that tending a fire requires tuning into its rhythm. The size of the wood, the humidity of the day, the wind velocity, all these things contribute to the rhythm of the fire. Tending my heart's fire is much the same. My emotional state and the activity of my mind all contribute to the rhythm of my heart's activity. While you may not tend to a wood-burning stove, fires of love are always available to tend to in your heart. So tend to that fire as diligently as you would one of wood. Terry, what did that bring up for you? Anything?
Well, the part that stuck, that kind of rang really loud, was when you talked about a single piece of wood and that one of the symbolisms of it that our hearts are meant to join. And so when you said that, I was seeing a fire and I thought, well, if I saw a single piece of wood burning on the ground, I would say, oh, there's a piece of wood burning. I would not say there's a fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only if there was a group of pieces of wood would I call it a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really anything, just the single piece of wood burning. So I love that metaphor, that I think I'm going to take that image with me of that. That was really, really impactful.
How did that example I gave about, you know, the wood being wet because I didn't bring it in when I knew it was going to rain that night? I say to warn me to dry my tears if I want to hear the heart. It doesn't mean I shouldn't cry, because water's good. It does help the trees to grow. But there's a time when it comes time for the fire to burn, we don't want the wood to be wet. So how do we know when our crying is beneficial and when it's not?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw one at you.
Yeah, I don't have any prepared remarks for that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think if I'm just crying kind of in a
pitiful,
wallowing, pitiful way, and I want people to feel sorry for me,
or to realize how emotional you are.
Right. You know, yeah. Yeah. Then it's not really doing much other than, I don't know, it's not water that's helping a tree grow. It's just
water that's keeping the fire from burning.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there is a time when emotions are really important and a time when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what that's trying to say there.
So give us an example of when, I mean, really, like,
Like example of what?
Of when an emotion's really important and when it's not.
Okay. All right. When it's really not is all those things you just said. You got that part.
Okay.
You got when it's not. You don't have when it is. And that's extremely good. We have to get to the place where we can grow the tree, we can grow the energy by feeling it and feeling how it's bringing us, our feelings are bringing more heart energies into us, because we're turning our feeling into love, and that brings more to us. And then we're feeling love instead of tears. So the tears may take us, if they're not done from a selfish place, if they're genuine tears with the intent of getting to the dry wood or the heart place so you can burn your fire, then they're good. But some people just cry about everything. It really takes them nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Or, in my case, rarely cry for fear that it's, you know...
That
I'll do the one where it's of no, it's just wallowing, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And then I talked about stacking the right size wood as well as the amount of wood. In that analogy, that helps the fire. So if we can get through an emotion that's blocking us from the heart and get to the heart, then we can collect other pieces of firewood from other people so that we have a bigger flame in our heart. That's the goal.
Yeah, you did talk about other people in there a little bit. I do remember that now that you've repeated it. I don't wake up in the morning looking for other pieces of wood, but yes, I hear what you're saying. It's necessary. And it's such a good metaphor, because no fire of all the same size piece of wood is going to endure.
That's right.
It has to have the variety. Right. It has to endure.
Right. And so, if I put all big pieces in there,
it's not gonna do anything.
It doesn't start.
No, won't do it. Put all little pieces, it'll go out in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm taking this with me, big time.
Good. Thank you, Terry. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.